2017年精编初中英语教学与评估四。
One, A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
One, my father likes chatting with his friends on the computer.
My father likes chatting with his friends on the computer.
Two, it's still raining hard.I'm afraid we can't go out for the picnic today.
It's still raining hard. I'm afraid we can't go out for the picnic today.
3. Jack likes reading and he spends much of his pocket money on books.
Jack likes reading and he spends much of his pocket money on books.
4. Why not look up the word in the dictionary if you don't know it?
Why not look up the word in the dictionary if you don't know it?
5. Tom and Mary are waiting for a taxi at the airport with their heavy bags.
Tom and Mary are waiting for a taxi at the airport with their heavy bags.
6. John has a poor memory and he always forgets important things.
John has a poor memory, and he always forgets important things.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。7. What does your father do, Mike?
He is a businessman now, but he used to be a successful trainer in the football field.
Question.What is Mike's father? 请再听一遍。What does your father do, Mike?
He is a businessman now, but he used to be a successful trainer in the football field.
Question. What is Mike's father?
Eight. Who is the tallest boy in your class?
Let me see. Bob is tall, but Jim is taller than Bob.And Dan is even taller than Jim.
Question. Who is the tallest boy?
请再听一遍。
Who is the tallest boy in your class?
Let me see. Bob is tall, but Jim is taller than Bob. And Dan is even taller than Jim.
Question. Who is the tallest boy? Nine. Which program do you like best, Betty?
I prefer the animal world. What about you, John?
The world sports.
Question. Which TV program does John prefer? 请再听一遍。
Which program do you like best, Betty?
I prefer the animal world. What about you, John?
The world sports.
Question. Which TV program does John prefer? 10. The editors of the school newspaper...are looking for someone who can write good stories. Why don't you have a try, Mike?
How do you know I didn't? Actually, I am working on a funny story about school life right now.
Question. What does Mike mean? 请再听一遍。The editors of the school newspaper are looking for someone who can write good stories. Why don't you have a try, Mike?
How do you know I didn't?Actually, I am working on a funny story about school life right now.
Question. What does Mike mean?
11. Did you enjoy it?
I haven't tasted it yet. I'm waiting for the waitress to bring me a fork.
Question. Where are the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Did you enjoy it?
I haven't tasted it yet.I'm waiting for the waitress to bring me a fork.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 12. Shall we go to the concert tomorrow evening?
Why not? When shall we meet then?
What about 7:45?
I'm afraid it's too late. Let's make it 10 minutes earlier.
All right.
Question. When will they meet tomorrow evening?请再听一遍。
Shall we go to the concert tomorrow evening?
Why not? When shall we meet then?
What about 7:45?
I'm afraid it's too late. Let's make it 10 minutes earlier.
All right.
Question, when will they meet tomorrow evening? Thirteen. You left the towels on the floor. Please hang them up.
I'm sorry, I forgot about them. I'll hang them up right now.
Question, why is the man apologizing? 请再听一遍。You left the towels on the floor. Please hang them up.
I'm sorry, I forgot about them. I'll hang them up right now.
Question, why is the man apologizing? Fourteen. The highest mountain is about 9 kilometers high.
But do you know, if we put the mountain into the deepest place in the sea, there is still about 2 kilometers of water above it.
Yes. The magazine I'm reading now says so too.
Question. How deep is the deepest place in the sea?
请再听一遍。The highest mountain is about 9 kilometers high.
But do you know, if we put the mountain into the deepest place in the sea, there is still about 2 kilometers of water above it.
Yes. The magazine I'm reading now says so too.
Question. How deep is the deepest place in the sea? 15. Listen to the passage or dialogue and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Everyone is green today. All over the world, governments, companies, and ordinary people are trying to do things that reduce pollution and help the environment. But sometimes, it's not easy being green, because quite often,Green is just another word for expensive. Higher prices. In Britain, a recent study compared 75 products at 6 big grocery stores. The study found that green products were 45% more expensive than ordinary products. That's a big, big difference. Shoppers in Britain say they care about the environment,But they buy fewer green products because they don't like the higher prices. Fewer choices. Shoppers also complain about fewer choices when buying green products. A shelf at a supermarket may have 10 different kinds of soap, but only one kind will be environmentally friendly. Another problem is thatSome green items are not available in all stores. Some stores in a supermarket chain may provide a particular green item, but another store in the chain may not. The problems faced by British shoppers are the same ones faced by shoppers in most other countries, including China. And it means that green shoppers everywhere have to do a bit more shopping around.When looking for green products, and they have to spend a bit more money when they find them. But I think that's okay. It's not easy being green, but it's the right thing to do.
请再听一遍。
Everyone is green today. All over the world, governments, companies, and ordinary people are trying to do things that reduce pollution and help the environment.But sometimes, it's not easy being green, because quite often, green is just another word for expensive. Higher prices. In Britain, a recent study compared 75 products at 6 big grocery stores. The study found that green products were 45% more expensive than ordinary products.That's a big, big difference. Shoppers in Britain say they care about the environment, but they buy fewer green products because they don't like the higher prices. Fewer choices. Shoppers also complain about fewer choices when buying green products. A shelf at a supermarket may have 10 different kinds of soap, but only one kind will be environmentally friendly. Another problem is that some green items are not available in all stores. Some stores in a supermarket chain may provide a particular green item, but another store in the chain may not. The problems faced by British shoppers are the same ones faced by shoppers in most other countries, including China. And it means that green shoppers everywhere have to do a bit more shopping around when looking for green products, and they have to spend a bit more money when they find them. But I think that's okay. It's not easy being green, but it's the right thing to do.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
Jerome Kern is often called the father of American musical theater. He was born into a middle-class family in New York City in 1885. Jerome's mother, Fanny, loved the piano. She began to teach Jerome how to play when he was very young. While at school, Jerome was a quiet boy and not a top student. When he finished high school, his father said he would have to work in the family store. But he later came to believe that Jerome might do better in music than in business after all. So he let the boy go to Europe to study music. Jerome Kern began his career as a songwriter in theatres in London and New York City. Success came quickly. By the early 1920s, Kern was a successful young composer for Broadway musical comedies. In 1 3-year period alone, he wrote music for 19 shows. Kern wanted to try something completely new. He thought a musical play should be a real work of art, not just a collection of songs and dances. Kern wanted to do a truly American musical with real characters and situations. In 1927, he found the story he wanted. It was the book Showboat by American writer Edna Ferber. Kern died in 1945 at the age of 60, but Showboat has been performed thousands of times all over the world.
请再听一遍。
Jerome Kern is often called the father of American musical theatre. He was born into a middle-class family in New York City in 1885. Jerome's mother, Fanny, loved the piano. She began to teach Jerome how to play when he was very young. While at school, Jerome was a quiet boy and not a top student. When he finished high school, his father said he would have to work in the family store. But he later came to believe that Jerome might do better in music than in business after all. So he let the boy go to Europe to study music. Jerome Kern began his career as a songwriter in theatres in London and New York City. Success came quickly. By the early 1920s, Kern was a successful young composer for Broadway musical comedies. In 1 3-year period alone, he wrote music for 19 shows. Kern wanted to try something completely new. He thought a musical play should be a real work of art, not just a collection of songs and dances. Kern wanted to do a truly American musical with real characters and situations. In 1927, he found the story he wanted. It was the book Showboat by American writer Edna Ferber. Kern died in 1945 at the age of 60, but Showboat has been performed thousands of times all over the world.